Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Wooden and Emerson Avenues. This morning, let's talk history about flying. In 1903, the Wright brothers launched the first powered piloted airplane on a beach in North Carolina. Just 10 years later, pilots flew fighter planes in World War I. In another 10 years, 1923, the first nonstop flight from Chelan to Stehekin in a seaplane took place. 3 months later, the plane crashed. In 1933, another 10 years, Clyde Pangborn of Bridgeport and a friend, Hugh Herndon, flew nonstop across the Pacific Ocean from Japan to Fancher Field in East Wenatchee. Following World War II, Wenatchee business, called Wenatchee Air Service, trained pilots eager to learn to fly single-engine planes. Some of these new pilots wanted a seaplane rating also, and so owner Russ Parkhill brought some float planes to Chelan and set up a flight school. In 1948, Ed Olson started an air taxi service on Lake Chelan. It was called Eddie's Service. The plane took off from near Don Moore's Park. A young U.S. Army Air Corps vet named Henry Harvey was renting a plane from Parkhill to fly to Domke Lake and other mountain lakes to go fishing. Hank had served in the Canadian Royal Air Force before transferring to the U.S. Air Corps after Pearl Harbor was attacked. He was a member of the Air Transport Command's Ferry Division. Ferry Division pilots flew all kinds of planes around the world for U.S. forces. Places as far-flung as Greenland, Iceland, England, and all over the U.S. Harvey had a Class 5A pilot's rating, and he was allowed to fly any Army or Navy plane, single, multi-engine, land, seaplane. Later, he flew C-54s over the Himalayas between India and China. When the war was over, Hank came to the area of Chelan in 1946. He bought an orchard, but he didn't like it. He sold the orchard 2 years later. Eventually, Parkhill asked him if he would like to teach pilots working on their seaplane rating in order to pay for his rentals. Hank became interested in flying tourists up lake to fish and hunt. In 1947, he bought the Chelan business from Parkhill, including three float planes, and started Chelan Airways. In 1949, a flight to Lucerne cost $5 and to Stehekin $7. Ernie Gibson of Portland, Oregon also had been an instructor during the war, and Gibson purchased Chelan Airways from Hank in 1953. Hank saw the potential in building a business in taking fishermen to the mountain lakes and tourists to Stehekin. He hired Gibson and Dick Kidd of California to help. Howe Sound Mine employees and their wives liked being able to fly out of Lucerne. The men could fly back early the next morning and not miss any work. There were few accidents. Once Hank was blinded by the sun when he was trying to land on Cub Lake and crashed. He and his three passengers survived, and they were picked up by Ernie Gibson after they had hiked down to the lake. Hank also flew supplies to miners in Horseshoe Basin, dropping loads off the pontoons to the miners. He made the parachutes out of burlap, and they could carry 75 pounds. He sold Chelan Airways to Gibson in 1957, and he continued flying for several years thereafter.